This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, the 8th of June on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, breaking free from the old mold. We're creating something new here, as is the case with all families, great and small, small children. Everything's new for them. It seems, well, for all of us, at all of our, no matter what our age is, we're creating kind of a new identity, a new self-concept, if you will, and choosing maybe to do things differently with your career. Maybe your relationship is different. You've had some trauma, we all. And trauma is good many times because we need to shake things up. I think we do. A lot of our thinking needs to change, stuff we have in our heads, stuff we've gotten used to, if you will. Out with the old, in with the new, new creations, and that's what we're all about here as things change pretty dramatically. Over the weekend, I wondered, the weather's great, by the way, around the country, except for the Midwest. That storm seems to be plowing up the Mississippi, right? Pretty much headed for Chicago. Where is it now, that tropical storm?
I don't know where it is right now, but it made landfall on Saturday, and it's since been downgraded to tropical depression. So where it blew through, there was a tornado in Florida, some flooding down along, you know, along the panhandle,
right,
and then some flooding in New Orleans. So I'm not sure how far it made it up the Mississippi River, but the mouth of the Mississippi.
Well, the prediction was that it was going to go up there and be a lot of rain in the Midwest. But other than that, weather's great here. Was it great where you are over the weekend, Jennifer, in L.A.? How's the weather?
It was really nice. Well, it was cold on Saturday. It was overcast all day on Saturday. And
Please define cold.
What's cold was like 65, 70.
Okay.
Yesterday, though, was absolutely gorgeous. It was about 80 degrees, perfectly clear, blue skies. It was just beautiful.
Yeah. And down where you are coast in New Jersey, pretty much same thing, right?
I spent five amazing hours on the beach on Saturday. It was gorgeous. Right. Yep.
By the way, did either of you see that Sesame Street town hall discussion about racism, children? That
no,
sort of thing,
but my friends Street with little did? Kids watched
no.
it.
Yeah. What did they think?
I don't know. Morning. I don't know. I know that they were planning on watching it. That's pretty much it.
And what would be the right age for things like that?
What's Sesame Street
young.
Ages? I don't know.
Well, it's my grandson's that age. Yeah, right. So is it tough to talk about these things with the youngsters? I've asked Megan, and I have been talking about that and how she's addressing it with Miles. They have some new books and things that they're reading, that sort of stuff. It's pretty subtle, but yet it's important to have an exposure one way or another because the kid's going to learn about it anyway, in one way or another. Better to teach it at home if you can. So I think those things are good. You know, Sesame Street does have a left-of-center bent to it, but that's okay. And you know, everything can be politics. I think my children learned a lot from it. I did. I loved watching it with my kids. I loved watching Sesame Street. Now Miles and I watch it when I'm out there with him. All right, so Jennifer, idea that we have, looking at one thing after another, the cyclist in Maryland who was charged with second-degree assault, the altercation he had with a Black Lives Matter supporter, you know, all of this stuff is there. You know, I noticed I know we talked about this earlier, Garcetti, your mayor calling police killers. I mean, unless you're trying to start trouble, who says something like that?
He and de Blasio are like going to be on pay-per-view to just fight out who is the biggest waste of space in the office of a mayor in the country, because he's ridiculous. But actually, I was going to go into something else because I've had a story, and every time we haven't gotten to it. So here's I'm taking over.
Please. Yes, take over, Jennifer. It's yours.
All right. We've already done my COVID story, so we're going to talk about Looney Tunes. Have you heard about this?
Looney Tunes Pig and...
Is it Elmer Fudd, right?
Well, Looney Tunes is coming back. Ask any kid, ask Miles, and it's unfortunate. Like, young kids now, they don't know about Looney Tunes, which I grew up on and used to love Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're going to be doing a new series, an update of the series called Looney Tunes Cartoons, and it's going to be streaming on HBO Max. But they're going to take away Elmer Fudd's gun. He's not going to be allowed to go hunting anymore because, you know, he used to go hunting rabbits. And so apparently, according to the producer, he told the New York Times, we are not going to do all of the guns. He said that was all kind of grandfathered in, the TNT, the Acme stuff, that's going to be there. But the guns, they're taking away.
He's got like a big Sith, like a Grim Reaper would have.
To me, that looks worse. Scary. I actually think the shotgun looked a lot better. He like runs around with this.
You have to belong to HBO. I'm looking at this. In order to watch it, you got to have HBO now. You can't just have
HBO Max is the new streaming service from that encompasses everything that HBO has. So yeah, it's the new. It's going to have all of the Friends episodes. It owns a lot of really big properties. And so it's signed up. I think it's like 60 million people in the first week who signed on for it. So it's pretty popular.
I'm trying to find.
I think the reason this story blows my mind is that it was such a part of how I grew up, like Looney Tunes and the Disney cartoons. I grew up on those, and it amazes me. Like when I talk to Jeff's kids, they have they didn't know who Elmer Fudd was. They don't really know about Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny. So I finally got after Jeff. I'm like, you're failing as a parent. Like. We need to get these Looney Tunes back in. So I think they finally started watching a few of them. But it's amazing to me how what was an institution is now being reintroduced. It seems like they're going to get a little edgy. They're going to have it's good. Because Looney Tunes were always, I think, sort of edgy. And they definitely built in some humor for parents. I don't know.
Well, they always had.
That's what made them talk. Yeah, they built in some humor for parents in addition to entertaining kids. And so it'll be interesting to see how these actually turn out. But I guess all the old favorites are back, including Satan, who's going to be making an appearance in the series as well.
Really?
I never really watched Looney Tunes.
Really?
I couldn't tell you. Oh. Yeah, I didn't. Like the Roadrunner and stuff. I don't know. I just always thought it was boring, and I moved on to something else. It was
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was something my brother and I just never really got into. What's that noise in the background?
Are you watching Looney Tunes right now?
Are you like, what's happening?
I'm trying to find the Looney Tunes. This is Foghorn Leghorn on the farm, which is absolutely a classic cartoon. What I'm trying to find is the Looney Tunes theme song. Phil, can you find... I can't... I'm looking around you while you're doing the story to find that classic Looney Tunes... And I don't know because whether Newsmax, whether HBO Max has it and you can't find it anywhere anymore.
There you go.
There you go. I get goosebumps.
Hey, but it's not
glad you did.
Protesting, killing.
Right, exactly. Although I did think...
I often feel sorry for anyone who's like, you know, who lands on us in one of those moments where Doug's like singing over a random show.
Don't worry, they don't stay long. It's fine.
I know. That's the problem.
Thanks very much. I'd like to think that we were different than other programs because we are all different. One of the things I objected to when the kids were younger, I didn't like, some of the stuff was fairly violent when they whack each other over the head and there was no, there was
Roadrunner gets all killed in everyone, right?
Yeah.
Run over, flattened, huh?
He goes off cliffs. A cliff? That's how
Right, exactly. So I don't know, I just think sometimes, am I too sensitive to that sort of thing? It kind of comes, I've got a video of me with a pig that I'm going to post, and I'm going somewhere with this, Victoria. Calm down for a second.
Okay. I was going to say, that's another one of those moments. Someone tunes in and they hear Doug, I've got a video of me and a pig.
Right. And so the pig and I are sitting down talking about stuff.
Oh, my God.
And it's really...
We're just sitting down talking,
Yeah, we're kind of chatting. As I do from time to time with a pig. You can start your L.A. show out with this morning, Jennifer. Anyway, the point is that what we eat and what we don't eat, and the way we respect some people in looking at life the way it is and where it's going and what our values are. I think that's kind of, I thought that the road, you know, all of those Looney Tunes things sometimes are a little violent, and I stayed away from it. It's kind of like when you see movies of kids being trained by their father to shoot deer, stuff like that. And then somebody said to me, well, you're kind of a hypocrite because you don't mind shooting woodchucks. And I, you know, I thought to myself, you know, that's very true.
Now, that's what the pig said?
No, the pig and I were talking about the grass he was. He just has the run of the place. The folks
is this
that bought
like
my
current day? I'm so confused. Is this
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
And did you fall into your hemp plants?
No. I don't have any of those growing yet.
Yeah, maybe we're just high and we don't know.
You don't talk to your pig, Victoria? What is wrong with you?
I know.
A lot of people listening have pet pigs. They're just not full grown. They're pigs they have in their house, little ones, that kind of stuff. I knew a woman once who had pigs that lived in her house with her. I didn't want to spend too much time with
her. Are you insulting her children?
No, I'm talking about, you know, her and what she did. What's going on with Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren's proposal to end family farming? Anybody following that? I know that Cory Booker is making a lot of noise this past weekend as they're talking about over-policing. Where all the Sunday morning shows filled up with these axe grinders, pretty much? Is that what Sunday morning shows have become, the axe grinding, the haven for axe grinders? I don't see.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that he actually proposed this back in December. And this because he wants to
family farming, factory farming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he wants to revitalize independent family farm agriculture and take and help level the playing field for farmers and ranchers. That's what it's a call to crack down on big ag, multinational meat packers, corporate and stuff like that. It's really aiming just about the family farmer. I don't know what Elizabeth Warren's involvement is.
Angle
this is something that he proposed December 16th.
Yeah, okay. It's good stuff. Speaking of families, family farmers and stuff, I advise the people that listen to the American Family Farmer Show I give them the same advice I give you. This is for families, the entire family. If you think you need to put your family on a diet, may I suggest you go to toploss.com and see how the program using the product Calitrin works to lose weight for the entire family. Everybody, now that we've been through this past 3 or 4 months, has put on some weight. Come on, we all know that for the most part, unless the people who are at home could exercise. You couldn't, all the gyms were closed. The only thing open was the pizza parlor, so you packed it on, now you want to dump it off. So my suggestion is that you go to toploss.com, you see what they offer there, this is healthy weight loss because there's no drugs, there's no stimulants, just the thing you want to give to all of your family to help them lose weight. And the deal is when you go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, you get free shipping. The Early Bird Summer Special is basically a BOGO deal. Buy one, or actually buy three, and you get three free. Buy four, you get four free, et cetera, et cetera. Buy one, get one free. That's the deal. This is a program that works. You find the science explained. You see legitimate people who've had really strong success. All of those people are there. All the facts are there. All the information is there. Make the decision to lose the weight the healthy way, the natural way, by using Calitrin. After you check things out at toploss.com, when you check out, use the code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Help me with this a little bit, Victoria. I don't know who Solange Knowles is.
Beyonce's sister, Solange.
Ah, okay. So she's, well, a whole bunch of people are getting together here, encouraging their fans to demand justice and honor for Breonna Taylor. We're going back to that, which we should. I think it was her 27th birthday, which she obviously wasn't around to observe last Friday. Her name has been chanted and evoked by lots of protesters who have been in the streets. I think that that's appropriate. I think we ought to get our focus off of George Floyd so much and talk about some of the other people who have... maybe it was just the straw. Maybe George Floyd was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think it was the tipping point, yep.
Yeah, it might be. But I think there are a lot of other people like Breonna Taylor who deserve justice, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So opera star Audra McDonald posted a simple message on her website. Quote, "We cannot forget Breonna Taylor, she deserves justice. Say her name." And then Ben Platt, who's on Broadway, does TV shows as well, offered a link to a template for an email demanding justice for Taylor to the Louisville Assistant Chief of Police and the Jefferson County Commonwealth Attorney. Selena Gomez shared a link to change.org petition saying Breonna would have been 27 years old, same age I am, but she was shot 8 times. Please join me for signing in this petition, and let's get justice for Breonna Taylor. Demi Lovato also joined the cause, noting that Taylor's favorite colors were blue and purple. Kevin Gates was one of her favorite artists, and that she was in EMT on the front lines of battling the COVID-19 pandemic. She urged her Lovatics to send cards to Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron in Taylor's honor. Solange Knowles had a more blunt message. When are the arrest and charges happening? I think that's
a question
a lot of people have. It is a good
yep.
question. Yep. So, and this is appropriate because music always has been part of, if not the mainstay of the protest, frankly. And I go back because I, you know, my protesting started in the 60s, frankly. I wasn't on the street, but I certainly was vocal then as I am now about, it didn't have the same tone, the equality, the justice thing. It didn't have a meanness to it, at least as it started. For me, anyway, in my neck of the woods. But, you know, after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. and the Vietnam War started, then there were people who were really pretty angry. And, frankly, with good reason. I don't know if there was change It seems it was only temporary because here we are back in the same hole again. Next up, musically for this Monday, June the 8th, Worldwide Beautiful, topping the latest Billboard poll, the music, new music poll. The poll on Billboard, music fans voted for Wonderful Beautiful, which
Kane Brown,
has dedicated to the movement against racism. What do we know about him, Victoria? Kane Brown.
Country-ish, I believe. I'm not that positive. He's one of the few African Americans in the country world who gets
He says, I'm releasing this song early that I've been holding onto for a year. I'm hoping it'll bring us together during this time. Sales proceeds from Worldwide Beautiful, which you're listening to now, will benefit Boys and Girls Clubs of America to advocate for justice and equality for millions of young people. Worldwide Beautiful shares its name with Brown's scheduled world tour, which has been postponed. So will he kick it to next year? Is that what's happening?
I don't think he's announced new dates yet, but I'm assuming everyone's... If they haven't already announced new dates, it'll be coming soon for 2021. You know,
speaking of that and the concerts and stuff, I was in upstate New York over the weekend. On Saturday night, I drove by in a small town, an old outdoor movie house. And the people with cargo lined up around the corner. They're opening it up. Yeah, tons of that stuff going on. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying he doesn't believe law enforcement in America is systematically racist.
There's racism in the United States still, but I don't think that the law enforcement system is systemically racist.
Barr speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation, also saying he understands the distrust that African Americans have in law enforcement. The storm Cristobal is now a tropical depression, but still slamming into the corner of southwest Mississippi with very heavy rains, touching off more flash flooding. The National Weather Service says areas as far north as Jackson could see as much as 8 inches of rain after the storm brought storm surge flooding and heavy downpours to the coast on Sunday, and it's expected to move across Arkansas and Missouri later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Railway officials are investigating a train wreck in southeast Georgia. Seven cars of a CSX train derailed over the weekend, and hazmat crews had to be called out to clean up hydrogen peroxide that spilled from two of those cars. Around 100 residents from 30 homes in the nearby area were evacuated until the scene was secure. There's no word yet on what caused the crash, but no injuries were reported. If you live in the West and you've recently ordered something from Amazon, get ready. It could take a while longer than expected to get your package. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A large fire has destroyed a 600,000-square-foot Amazon distribution center in Southern California. The fire broke out early Friday while 100 people were working inside the warehouse in the Redlands. A city spokesman said all of the people got out of the building safely. The large blaze caused officials to temporarily shut down nearby Interstate 10. Firefighters brought the blaze under control, but they expect the building to smolder for days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a report that Elmer Fudd will no longer be seen carrying a gun in the new Looney Tune cartoon show. The Warner Brothers animation series debuted on HBO Max on May 27th. They say that it's a response to a concern about U.S. gun violence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Monday, June 8th, another half hour of conversation here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here at your service on World Ocean Day. The Ocean Project has coordinated the World Ocean Day for the past 17 years, in fact. We get both food and medicine, whether you know that or not, from down in the deep blue. It helps also to keep the climate in check. Then there's the saying about oceans being the lungs of the earth. As it turns out, the majority of oxygen we breathe comes from the ocean, the combination of the ocean working with the photosynthetic process of the green grass and green leaves, everything that's green. Today, campaigns against ocean polluting and drilling and overfishing are the focus. Wasn't there something that was changed about fishing for some of the farmers off the coast of Maine last week? Do I remember seeing that, hearing that, that Trump changed something that had been put in place to sort of protect some of the fishing areas?
If it's about stripping protections for wildlife, then I would not be surprised. I didn't hear the story. I don't know
whatever it is, but
not surprised.
And we didn't acknowledge, as much as we might like to have, World Environment Day, which took place actually last Friday. So the two go well together, Ocean Day and Environment Day, thinking about protecting our natural surroundings. And this time of year when we're out and about and we're very active with all kinds of things in the out of doors, it's really fun to be out when the weather is great. But there are a lot of people who every year die because of air pollution, I'm looking out right now of my studio window in the beautiful, clear, blue sky. And I'm fortunate because I live in an area where there's not a lot of air pollution. But some people are living in cities, not only in our country, but you go over to Asia, man. Wasn't it the satellite been taking pictures, the imagery of China and how much clearer, much more clear the air
yes.
is over China because of everything being stopped for the last 3 or 4 months? China, interestingly enough, owns half of the world's electric vehicles and 99% of the world's electric buses. That's very interesting. But yet they still have the most pollution. So how do we square that? I don't know. This is so much, so many conflicts. Speaking of China, the Hong Kong legislature has approved a bill that makes it illegal to insult China's national anthem. I've never heard the Chinese national anthem. Do you know what it sounds like?
Nope, no clue.
This is it.
Now, is that the People's Republic of China? That's the anthem? Or is it a different one in Hong Kong?
That's a good question. The new legislation goes into effect this week. Hong Kong citizens who don't show respect for the anthem fined $6,500 and sent to prison for 3 years. That sounds pretty much like, I'm going to guess that's the Chinese national anthem, if they're taking that kind of approach.
Right.
That's the heavy hand of the Chinese law.
My only knowledge goes to the Olympics, where I feel like maybe there were two. So there's the Chinese national anthem, and then Hong Kong has a separate one that also
does
play.
Does Taiwan have a separate one, too, I wonder?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
it's actually prettier than I thought it would be.
So
I've never heard
about
it until now.
How about thinking about it this way? What would happen if we tried to do something like that here, whether it's flag burning or ignoring the anthem when it plays like some people do, or going to the knee or whatever it is? Can you imagine
if
we put a $6,500? Yeah, but I mean, thinking about some, I'm sure there are people around that would like to send folks. You know, there are people who think about the fact that we welcome protests in our country. They think that's anti-American. They think it's because they don't know what's really in the Constitution. So they think,
right,
if you don't stand up and salute the flag, you should go to jail. No, it's not the way it works. It may
America
be inappropriate.
America was founded on protest.
Exactly. Yes, it was. Now, let's get to some of the real important stuff. What's the story with this treasure chest? Where's the money, and how can we get some?
Yeah, right. A New Mexico treasure hunter has revealed that his chest of gold, jewels, and other valuables worth over $1 million has been found. Now, 10 years ago, this guy's name is Forrest Fenn. So 10 years ago, he gained a cult following when he announced that he had hidden this chest somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. He inspired tens of thousands of people to set out in search of this treasure, but no one found it until now. So now he has come forward, and he said that a man from Santa Fe, New Mexico, has actually found the treasure. He wants to remain anonymous, which is probably a good move, and that he had discovered the chest a few days ago, and this is an unnamed hunter. He sent the photo to Forrest Fenn to confirm that he had discovered the chest. And so Fenn said yes, and the money is his to keep. And it is literally, the picture of it is, I mean, it looks like something from a pirate ship. And it's filled with gold coins, lumps of gold. Yeah, lumps, like big lumps of gold. It's crazy. And so I guess, I don't know if this was accidental that this treasure hunter found it 10 years later. But I'm not sure. But hey, congratulations! So apparently, it has some pre-Columbian animal figures. It has gold nuggets and coins, like I said in the picture. You can see it has Chinese jade faces, emerald rings, and other exotic items that he decided to put into this treasure chest. He wrote an autobiography he hid it in 2010, the same year that he put out an autobiography called The Thrill of the Chase. And so far 350,000 people have tried to find it, and a few even died in the search of it. Yeah. So now, according to his website, it says the treasure has been found in 2020. The chase is finally over. So congratulations to whoever found it, because that's
a selfie.
Yep. Is the price of gold really good right now? Or
yes.
If you think about it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it is. Yep, yep. It's a good time to be buying gold when things are insecure.
Or selling doubloons.
Yeah, right, for any of that stuff. Gold, those gold cups, remember you used to see those in all the old pirate pictures? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The chalices and those things,
yep. Yep, good stuff. The country's pretty much opening up this week back to, I don't want to say normal, because go to a restaurant, they're going to be distancing. Most of them are only working 25-30% of capacity, but you can go to a restaurant. We're doing picnic tables and tables out in parking lots and stuff like that around here. So I'm coming back around to thinking, I hadn't even thought about the DMV or other state offices where you would normally go. How have people been able to register their cars in the last 3 or 4 months? Because the DMVs have been closed, right? Registration
That's
renewal
a
online
really good
for some
question.
Of it.
I don't know. Unless if you're in a state like New Jersey, New York, California that was hit really hard, maybe if you buy a new car, instead of, you know, don't they give you like a month or something before you can get
Well, in most dealerships now around the country, you can get your plates right there. They have been set up so that they can give you a car, the plates right there. But if you're going to renew, whether it's your driver's license or the registration here in Massachusetts, they just pushed them back 3 months. So you have still another 3 months, so like 6 months if you haven't registered or renewed your registration or licenses and stuff. If somebody stops you, they can't really. I mean, I hope other states recognize that, because let's say you're driving, like I was in New York and Vermont over the weekend and driving around in my truck, and let's say somebody stopped me and I had a license that ran out on April 14th, let's say. And the state says, okay, we'll give it back, you know, you'll, in 6 months we'll give you your license. So how do you explain that to the police officer, and how does he or she not think you're giving them a line of Schwerba?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's you run into that contest. I want to, as I've looked at all of these protests and the things on various sites, I noticed Pink got pummeled pretty badly because of what she's been. Now, she's a tough cookie, man. She gives it right back to him. She's been very active in the Black Lives Matter movement and protests and stuff like that. And when people take shots at her, she goes right for their throat, which is, you know, it's
What's
free speech.
The controversy, though? I didn't hear about
she
this.
She was at a rally protesting police brutality. And you know her. She's all over Twitter.
Yeah.
With pictures and with things that are her points of view on this, and then she gets attacked by people who say she has no, you know, who is she? Why would we care what she says? And yada yada yada. And I think, you know, it's just what it's another way to report what you're thinking or the reality, whether you're a sports figure, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an entertainer. You know, these things all need to be taken into account. There was a guy that drove a car into a protest march, and the police shot him with a rubber bullet or something, I think, but he's still in the hospital. You know, why do people get that crazy? This is emotional for sure, but, you know, take it down a notch. Think about what you're saying, and then think about the reality. I thought you would be interested in what I found. This was something that happened 90 years ago today, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, announced 90 years ago today that 55 Negro Gold Star mothers declined to make a trip to see the graves of their sons under the rules the War Department set up after World War I. The mothers appealed to President Hoover to abolish the ruling. The petition terms the War Department's attitude gratuitous, insulting. The petition states, 12 years after the armistice signing World War I, the high principles of 1918 seem to have been forgotten. We who gave and who are colored are insulted by the implication that we are not fit persons to travel with other bereaved mothers and fathers.
Wait, so they
so
segregated
what was going
the
on.
Black mothers?
They would not let there was a pilgrimage to graves on Memorial Day, and after Memorial Day there were trips that were planned. You know, back in 1918, you move around as fast as you do now,
right.
So it took a week or two or three. So the War Department said that you couldn't go to see the graves of their sons. There was a day for white people to go to the cemetery and a day for Negroes to go to the cemetery. And so because they separated them out, these Gold Star mothers protested, God bless them, but it didn't change the rule. They wrote a note to the president saying, we've been separated, we've been Jim Crowed, segregated and insulted. Our sons died the same as your sons died. Despite the protests, according to the Secretary of the War, policy of grouping Negro Gold Star mothers and widows making the pilgrimage to their sons' graves or their husbands' graves will be continued. That was the result of these people protesting 90 years ago.
Wow.
Have we come? How far have we come, or have we? In some respects, we haven't. Can you imagine, though, living in a time, just put yourself there. This is after World War II, Hoover's president, late 20s, early 30s, before FDR gets elected. And he says, no, you can't go be with the whites. You can't be at the gravesite. You can't be in the cemeteries at the same time. You go one day, the blacks go one day, the whites go another day. How'd you like to live in that era? Well, in some ways, I think we still have that going on to a point. 47 after the hour, observations anyway, thinking about reality and what may or may not change, what we may think we want to get changed. Speaking of changing, you know, I said, I think 3, 4, 5 months ago, people said, well, can I order power swabs? And the answer was no, because they ran out of the source material for it, and because the demand was so high and they couldn't get the source material. So they stopped making power swabs. Now they're back making it again. So, if you want to make your teeth look better than ever, 5 minutes time is all it takes. Yep, we're back to it. The Brighter Smile Power Swabs is on my mind. The most advanced natural teeth whitening system in the world. All you have to do is swab and go. I'll be happy, Victoria, because I can do my demonstrations on the air again of how wonderfully well power swabs work and how you do it. Nothing, nothing, nothing compares to power swabs. You feel no sensitivity at all. There aren't any messy trays, no strips, nothing. It's all natural, easy to use, and approved by dentists and hygienists all across the country. You'll see great results, as I say, in 5 minutes. After a few days, you got a brand new smile. Call now and order 800-208-1797. Start using power swabs right away. Clean your teeth the natural way. Get them nice and white and bright. 800-208-1797 is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. So you want the best smile, the easiest way, the best way, the safest way. Call for power swabs. Get that white smile right away. 800-208-1797.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's L-I-S.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months,
I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why do I think this is Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, it is.
Oh. There you go, Chaka. Don't you like it? Well, I got a good ear. This is from the Goonies, and now I'm vaguely remembering her involvement in that. She was perfect for any of that sort of thing. I know my daughter loved, my God, my daughter worshipped Cyndi Lauper when she was a kid growing up. She thought she was the best. My daughter reminded me last night that she was middle-aged, and I said, are you kidding me? She's in her mid-40s. No, we're not middle-aged. Come on.
Believe it or not, Doug, yesterday, the movie The Goonies was released 35 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Into theaters.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Cyndi Lauper did a music video. That song is played when they're riding the bicycle scene. Yeah. That was a music video which featured Cyndi Lauper at that time was involved with the WWF, with Vince McMahon.
She
did WrestleMania. She managed a wrestler, this is off the top of my head, named Wendy Richter.
Yeah.
And that video was really, it was a long video. It played on Friday Night Videos. This is before MTV, on Channel 7, ABC out of New York. It was a great video. Andre the Giant was in it, Freddie Blassie, Roddy Piper. And it had the mixed the wrestlers with the cast of the Goonies. It was a great promotional vehicle. And then 35 years later,
I've never seen that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, watch it on YouTube. It's really cool. It's a really fun video. And 35 years later, the Goonies is still one of the most popular movies in terms of legacy, pop culture, whatever you want to call it. I did a revival more than a few times, and always brings big crowds out to see this back on the.
All right, I want to know when you're going to reopen your theater there in Strasbourg that you run. When is that going to open again?
I don't have an official date. I'm going to
speculate. Can you open it anytime you want? Why can't you open it anytime you want?
No, you can't. Not allowed.
Yeah.
God, we're still in the yellow phase, which means we have to go into the green phase, which would be 50%. capacity with social media. I'm going to say July.
Really?
First week of July, it'll happen. Yeah.
I was driving in upstate New York yesterday and Saturday night. I was driving through on the New York-Vermont border.
You driving or your chauffeur was driving you?
No, I was chauffeuring 8 cows in my trailer behind the truck.
Wow, okay. I understood.
So I'm going through town. Now that people are looking at me because cows are mooing and people look at the red light.
Okay.
And people are looking at me. So I'm driving through this little town, and there's this huge marquee just as you're driving out of town for the drive-in movie theater where they were showing Bad Boys and Jurassic Park. And the line, I had to work my way around the line. This was about 7:30 Saturday night to get, beyond where they were because they were parked out in the street, $25 a car. And it was just a riot to see the movie theater, the screen is right on the street. So if you wanted to park on the outside, you could probably watch the movie. You just couldn't hear anything. I thought this is pretty clever, pretty creative, and I'm betting that scene is going to be repeated so many thousands of times over the next few months all around the country, right?
I think so. But here's a it's not confirmed, but yesterday the story that broke that Chris Nolan's movie Tenet, which was expected to be the first big movie to get put in the theaters after Corona, which his release date was July 17th. Now they're speculating that Warner Brothers will bump that release date going forward, meaning there's going to be nothing to show in terms of new product in the month of July.
The next big movie
Well, here's the thing. The next big movie would be Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman 1984 in August. But like our booker, the theater I'm involved in East Stroudsburg, says that to start picking out some revival movies because there's not going to be a lot of older classic movies.
So what would you pick? You're the one who's going to do the picking. What do you want to pick?
I think the Goonies would be a good one. Be diverse. On one screen, I would do the Goonies, and I would do a movie a little bit more sophisticated like The Kill a Mockingbird. Rotate back and forth. So,
do you see the Help? Has become Netflix's top viewed movie because of the Black Lives Matter. Did you see that?
That's a really good film.
Released in 2011.
Yeah.
Novel by Catherine Stockett, set in the 60s. Young white woman played by Emma Stone.
Good movie.
Has to write a book about the maids in her town of Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, Octavia Spencer's in it, Viola Davis. I remember it was quite well received at the time. So that's kind of, you can put that in the drive-in. That'd be a good movie to put in the drive-in right now. 59 past the hour. Chuck Curry here.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.